Hello, and welcome to Primary Viewpoints from Patient Care Online, a monthly podcast that features informative conversations with healthcare experts, opinion leaders, and practicing physicians about what impacts primary care medicine today. My name is Cindy Jennings, and I am the Associate Editor at Patient Care Online. And at the end of every quarter, we compile a list of new FDA-approved drugs for conditions that are often seen in primary care. With the first quarter of 2021 rounding out, a new batch of drugs have been approved, including an anti-hypoglycemic agent indicated for the treatment of severe hypoglycemia in patients with diabetes and a novel agent for the treatment of heart failure. Keep listening for a recap of these drugs and four more that primary care physicians should know about. The first drug on our list was approved January 19th, and it is Verquvo tablets, generic name vericiguat, a novel soluble guanylate cyclase stimulator indicated to reduce the risk of cardiovascular death and heart failure hospitalization following hospitalization for heart failure or need for outpatient intravenous diuretics in adults with symptomatic chronic heart failure and left ventricle ejection fraction less than 45%. Vericiguat is the first treatment approved specifically for this heart failure patient population. Number two on our list is Cabenuva Extended Release Injectable Suspension, a two-drug co-packaged product of cabotegravir, an HIV-1 integrase strand transfer inhibitor, and rilpivirine, an HIV-1 non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitor, indicated as a complete regimen for the treatment of HIV-1 in adults to replace the current antiretroviral regimen in those who are virologically suppressed on a stable antiretroviral regimen with no history of treatment failure and with no known or suspected resistance to either cabotegravir or rilpivirine. It is the first and only long-acting regimen for the treatment of HIV-1 in adults. Number three is Evkeeza, the first FDA-approved angiopoietin-like 3 inhibitor indicated as an adjunct to other low-density lipoprotein cholesterol-lowering therapies for the treatment of adult and pediatric patients aged over 12 years with homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia. The recommended dose is 15 milligrams per kilogram administered by IV infusion once a month. Number four, Asteris, previously known as KP415. Asteris is a once-daily central nervous stimulant indicated for the treatment of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in patients aged 6 or more years. The generic name for Asteris is dexmethylphenidate, serdexmethylphenidate capsules, and it was approved on March 2nd. Number 5. Comirsa, also known as Oritavancin. Comirsa is a lipoglycopeptide antibacterial drug indicated for the treatment of adults with acute bacterial skin and skin structure infections caused or suspected to be caused by susceptible isolates of designated gram-positive microorganisms, including methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. The recommended dose is 1,200 milligrams administered by IV infusion over 1 hour. And rounding out our list at number 6 is Zegalogue, also known as dasiglucagon. Zegalogue is an anti-hypoglycemic agent indicated for the treatment of severe hypoglycemia in pediatric and adult patients with diabetes aged 6 or more years. It is available as a single-dose autoinjector and as a single-dose pre-filled syringe. For more details on these 6 FDA-approved drugs and many others from previous quarters, visit our website at www.patientcareonline.com.